Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, if you need a playbook, Noble Gold says allocate gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody, who should Trump pick as vice president? A comprehensive discussion of the pros and the cons associated. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And please consider becoming a member of the Charlie Kirk team. That's charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab, charliekirk.com. Click on the members tab, and you guys get access to amazing content, including our exclusive conversation with Tucker Carlson. Listen to this little teaser.
I think people have a lot in common because they're all people. I really believe that. I know you think I'm like playing Dr. Seuss or something, but I really believe that. I think the race stuff is totally overblown to this day. And I've heard I'm very hated. I've never one time had any black person come up to me like, you're a racist. I hear all the time I'm a racist, which I'm not. I'd admit it if I was. I'm not. The only people who ever call me racist are like angry 49-year-old white female lawyers. They're super convinced I'm a racist. Every black person I ever meet is like, hey, man. So I'm serious. I mean, maybe, I don't know, but I can only tell you my own experience. And I think most people don't spend all day mad about race. And you don't want to live in a country where they do, trust me, at all. So we have a lot in common, and I hope that people realize that before it's too late.
All right, become a member, everybody. CharlieKirk.com. That's CharlieKirk.com. Click on the members tab, and it's affordable for all ages. It's affordable for all people, and it helps us out, helps us grow and stay uncancelable. Go to CharlieKirk.com and become a member. And get involved with Turning Point USA at TPUSA.com. That's TPUSA.com. Start a high school or college chapter today. That is at TPUSA.com. TPUSA.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Okay, so let's get to this one. The great story here. Trump's running mate. Now, let's do this together throughout the hour. Now, of course, we have been pushing Tucker Carlson. In fact, there's this incredible list that we have been tabulating of the 21 reasons why we think Tucker Carlson should be vice president. So I'm just going to say I think that Tucker Carlson is the easiest and the best choice. Easiest that it's the easiest to give us a chance for victory. Now, whether or not Tucker wants to be vice president remains to be seen. But we trust him. He's 100% America first, and we can waive the lie detector test for Tucker. There's no mystery. We know what he believes. His show was number one in some key demographic and independent categories, and Tucker can reach out to many traditional Democrats. Tucker offsets much of the appeal that RFK might have when it comes to COVID vaccine and big pharma issues. Trump's record on the COVID vaccine is a weak part of his record, and Tucker backfills that weak spot nicely. I'll talk more about RFK throughout the hour. We have an exclusive interview with RFK that is now on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast feed. I encourage you guys to listen to it. Parts of it have been going viral. We're going to address that in a second. Tucker checks off the boxes that make RFK appealing as vice president, but he comes with a rock-solid conservative credential, especially on COVID. Donald Trump's the only attack vector. Well, I'd say there's two. There's two attack vectors that the base might have against Trump that could maybe result in a point or 2 point or 3 point tapering off. The first of which is the personnel that President Trump put into office. In fact, with RFK, RFK said, well, you know, I didn't like that, you know, Trump put John Bolton in his administration. I said, I agree. You know, John Bolton should be deported. And he laughed. I'm kidding. Media matters, of course, obviously. And the second of which is COVID. Those are the two. Tucker heals both of those. Tucker really heals any issues that the base might have towards Trump on COVID. Tucker was terrific on COVID. Tucker was excellent on the vaccine. Tucker is authentic. He's a deep thinker. He admits mistakes. He's sensitive. This is everything that white, educated, suburban women look for in, yes, a husband, a partner, well, more importantly, a vice president. Tucker brings in women voters that don't like Trump's personality. Now, do not get me wrong. I mean, I've seen Tucker in a private and public and interview setting. He can go from sensitive in a second to be intense and almost defensive of whatever he might be talking about in on a dime, in a good way. Tucker's positive personality traits offsets maybe what some people would characterize as Trump's bullying characteristics. Number six, Trump has a great wife and kids and no skeletons in his closet. We would have heard those by now because they try to take him off. What the worst thing is that Tucker Carlson texted something saying that white men don't fight like that. Well, Tucker was right, and Tucker's popularity is stronger than ever. And we know that at AmFest. And I can get some idea, you know, being an event organizer and being in the movement, I can tell you who the grassroots want by two things. I could say as soon as we announce a speaker, I can see who has a spike in tickets, and I can see who fills a room. You know, we track how many seats are filled. Now, mind you, we oversell the event versus seats because people are, you know, they're milling around, or some people come for a day or two, or some people go to the VIP hall, or some people go to the exhibit hall. And we're experts at this at Turning Point USA. It's almost like filling seats on an airplane, right? You oversell it and you know that some people aren't going to show up. We have a whole very secret equation, by the way, that we work there. When Tucker is there, we run out of seats. Every time. When Tucker is there, we run out of seats. Number seven, Tucker deflates and disarms the Democrat lawfare strategy. The administrative state is trying to destroy Trump, not just because of he personally represents, but because of his historic movement. Tucker is like having Tom Brady on your bench. Consequently, as a Democrat strategist, why would I devote valuable Democrat resources to removing Trump from the starting lineup when there's another Hall of Famer on the bench? They have to choose their poison, not to mention the get out the vote advantage that Tucker would give you. You have Donald Trump, who is a get out the vote machine of low prop voters. And then you have Tucker, who is also a get out the vote machine, especially with younger voters. Tucker would help you compete on college campuses and with younger voters. And with Ronna McRomney running the RNC, by the way, we're going to talk about this later in the hour, the new financials out for the RNC, not only do they have historically low cash on hand, they're still spending your money that you send to the RNC extravagantly on limos, on flowers, even though they have historically low cash on hand. So we need a vice president that can heal some of the damage the RNC has done, because we need a one-man or two-man get-out-the-vote operation. Now, if, and I pray not, Trump is thrown in jail by some way, Tucker can bring in similar huge Trump-like crowds. Now, this is a great buy-one-get-one-free value for the America First movement. So the plan they have is Tucker and Trump pair up, and the base steps up big time to take back our country. Thus, the campaign mission statement is pair up and step up. Number nine, Tucker obviously is great on TV, which is very important. Doesn't need to be, you know, stated. Tucker is also the perfect age for vice president. I want to riff on this because there's this story. By the way, this is the launching off point. It's the 10 candidates for who should be vice president. And I'm going to complete my argument on Tucker, and then we'll go to some of the other ones. But Gen X has been overlooked for far too long. Gen X is going to determine the 2024 election. Gen X has not had a representative. I think Kamala Harris might be Gen X. Joe Biden is the silent generation. Silent and boomers have dominated the presidency. Gen X is trending right. Gen X is trending conservative. Tucker is the perfect age for vice president. He's in his 50s. He's seasoned enough to step in for Trump, but still young enough to run for president in 2028. And Tucker does not necessarily have to run in 2028, but we urgently need him now. By the way, this is the 20. I'm going to probably turn this into an op-ed. And I just can't tell you how attractive this is. Tucker doesn't want it. Tucker doesn't want it. Tucker doesn't want it. Tucker doesn't want it. And that makes us want him to be vice president more. I mean, all these people are, as Bannon would say, ambitious as Lucifer, and they're scrapping for power. And Tucker's like, I don't want to do this. I just want to go hunt and fish and hang out with my friends. Like, that's the guy we want. Are you feeling overwhelmed this Christmas season? Trust me, I get it. November and December demands end of your tasks, holiday preparation, gift shopping, and family get-togethers. They can be a relentless source of stress. Well, breathe easy because Stress Guardian is here to help. It's the latest scientific breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the geniuses behind Magnesium Breakthrough. It's packed with a blend of 14 aptogenetic herbs that help reduce your stress naturally, granting you control over Christmas stress. With daily use, Stress Guardian becomes your personal shield against seasonal tension, enhancing both your mental and physical well-being. Say goodbye to just surviving this holiday season. Thrive instead with Stress Guardian. To get a head start on your holiday stress, go to stressguardian.com/Kirk and use promo code Kirk10 for 10% off your first order. Bioptimizers is so confident in their products that they offer a risk-free 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit the secret to peace on earth this holiday season. Go to stressguardian.com/Kirk now. We're going through the vice presidential stuff. I'll get to other ones. Don't worry, because the list here from The Messenger, they list it. But I want to finish my Tucker argument because I think it's important. We put together these 21 points. And I just want to, number 11, it's been a rough time for Patriots since Biden won. This would be a huge morale boost. It would be a shot in the arm, wouldn't it? VP candidate Tucker would galvanize the MAGA movement to go into overdrive heading into November 2024. You would have tens of thousands of new activists. It would be this just infusion of passion and energy and trust. Now, God forbid that we fall short in 2024. Tucker would keep the movement alive. Remember, the elite class is trying to kill off this movement. They think once Trump is out of the way, they can walk over us. Tucker, as vice president, upsets their plans. 13, it's always good to game things out from a Democrat perspective. If I'm a Democrat strategist, I would be very concerned with Tucker as vice president, which reinforces why this is a good idea. Tucker secures our movement going forward, regardless of the 2024 outcome. 14, Tucker definitely is not seeking this job. I'll say it again. It makes him even more likable. Reluctant leaders like George Washington can have the greatest impact on history. There is a man by the name of Cincinnatus. In fact, George Washington was a member of the Order of Cincinnatus. Cincinnatus left his plow, fought the war, and went back to his farm. He did what was needed of him because he believed in duty. 15, Tucker appears to be well-known overseas. Unlike DeSantis's disastrous overseas trips, crowds in Spain came out recently by the thousands to see Tucker. He's supportive of other nationalists in Hungary and Argentina. If he became vice president, that would be a great portfolio project for him, which would be to mend the fences of how Biden has turned his back on other nationalist movements and make this a Western movement. Tucker would be amazing at it. While Donald Trump is fixing the border and Donald Trump is rebuilding the American economy, go send Tucker Carlson on a speaking tour in Western Europe to make this populist nationalist movement continue. Who else could do that? Number 16, this is just selfish. I would love to see Tucker debate Kamala Harris. I'm sorry, I just would. I would love to see Tucker in a debate against that. By the way, we have to play this. Kamala Harris, if you can, imagine Tucker Carlson against this. Play cut 37.
You know, every election cycle we talk about this is the most election of our lifetime. Lawrence, this one is. This one is. We are literally talking about people who are attempting to divide our country in the most crude, frankly, and profound way. We are talking about those who are intent and purposeful to attack fundamental freedoms, be it the freedom to make a decision about your own body, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride, the freedom to be free from fear of violence and hate, the freedom to just be. The freedom to just be.
Cue the Tucker Carlson laugh at that point in the vice presidential debate. Number 17, we said this yesterday and we'll say it repeatedly. The narrative is being set for the assassination of Donald Trump. We said the three biggest threats to the deep state are Trump, Elon, Tucker. Trump, Elon, Tucker. In my opinion, Tucker as vice president actually decreases the risk of assassination by the administrative state. From an optics narrative Overton window point of view, there's no way the deep state tries to assassinate both Trump and Tucker. It would wake up too many normie low information voters. It's too high risk. If you want to play offense against the deep state, put somebody that they hate almost as much as Donald Trump. 18, Tucker understands that we are in the midst of a spiritual war. He understands the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the Great Reset. Many of these other vice presidential candidates that I'm about to tell you about that Trump is considering, according to themessenger.com in a well-researched piece, they don't understand the global game. They're there to just be somebody. They haven't thought deeply about what is happening. Number 19, the America First movement will continue. I mentioned this, but also they could divide and conquer, and Tucker can explain the MAGA agenda throughout the presidency. Now, look, you might want to say, what are the negatives? The only negatives I can think of is that if Tucker were to be vice president, they would try to pin him to talk extensively about issues that might not be primary doctrine political issues. For example, a Tucker's opinion on JFK, which I believe the intel agencies killed JFK, or UFOs, or whatever. That might be the only negative. But I'm curious, and in the break, I want to hear from you, freedom@charliekirk.com. Would any of you not vote for the Trump-Tucker ticket? Would it increase your passion? Now, there's a lot of enthusiasm in our email box, Tucker for Vice President. And then we're going to go through the other nine candidates that Donald Trump is considering for vice president. The fact Tucker doesn't want it makes him even more appealing. You can't handle the truth. The truth is the clowns running this place live for chaos. Many of our problems could be solved overnight, but they let them be, and destruction fuels them. If you can handle the truth, and you know that you're 9 meals away from anarchy, you need to visit MyPatriotSupply.com. You get $60 off a much-needed 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. This is the country's largest preparedness company, and My Patriot Supply is your fighting chance at survival. Sealed inside rugged packaging, these delicious meals last up to 25 years and provide over 2,000 calories daily. Eat right in emergencies with this 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. At this low price, you can get one for everyone in your family. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com. Order by 3 p.m. for free same-day shipping. Prepare right now at MyPatriotSupply.com before total chaos ensures. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. So Donald Trump is the likely nominee. Now, I'm going to say something, and then I want to put it aside, which is we have to anticipate that the Iowa and New Hampshire caucus primaries are going to be a little bit closer than polls reflect. I'm afraid that those of us that support Trump are falling for a trap that if Trump wins by 12, they're going to make it seem like a loss. We're going to put that aside and we're going to unpack that at a later date. But Donald Trump is almost certainly going to be the nominee. And according to this, themessenger.com, Trump's running mate, 10 possible choices as primary season looms. So, Tucker is on the list. So we did that sufficiently. Let's go to the next one. The first one on the list, which is the front runner. Who do you think the front runner would be? Senator J.D. Vance. I, of course, love this. Senator J.D. Vance has been one of the most loyal senators defending Donald Trump in the Senate and defending, most importantly, the MAGA agenda. J.D. Vance is 39 years old, so he's just a couple years older than what you legally can be for President of the United States, Vice President. J.D. Vance would help with younger voters, and some people say, but J.D. Vance is not necessarily as bombastic or attention-grabbing as Tucker Carlson. J.D. Vance would be, if you wanted to go to stable, if you wanted to go to dependable, and if you wanted to go to try to win over voters that have a temperament of center-right but want a return to normal. In some ways, it would be an opposite strategy of the Tucker strategy. It would be playing it safer. And by the way, I love J.D. Vance. The article says, quote, Vance has fashioned himself into a regular defender of Trump in the Senate with a low-key approach that Republicans say play well with the former president. But it's not clear how much Vance would bolster Trump's coalition heading into a hypothetical rematch with Joe Biden. He plays to the same Rust Belt populist Republican base, which Trump drew into the party and wouldn't soften Trump's image with suburban voters. I disagree with the second part. He would improve a little bit with suburban women. A little bit, not a lot. JD has a temperament that suburban women, we saw this in the Senate race against Tim Ryan, that they're a little more likely to entertain. Secondly, baby boomers, 65 plus, that have turned on Trump, and there's a lot of them that are. In fact, Trump's most dangerous demographic right now is not younger voters, it's baby boomers. Baby boomers are increasingly anti-Trump. The polls show that. They actually would, they like MAGA with a younger face. So that's something to think about. Okay, so J.D. Vance is being considered, but he might not expand the coalition, but you might not need to. Again, the question is, what do you want? What is the calculus? Do you want kind of normal, like a, again, forgive me for this reference because I'm going to get, you know, spears thrown at me, like a Mike Pence in 2016, where you're just trying to solidify the Midwest bona fides? Or are you trying to do a Sarah Palin and do a game change? Now, Tucker Carlson is obviously far more vetted and gifted than Sarah Palin, but the philosophy of the 2008 McCain vice presidential pick is we have to do a game change, and that's where Sarah Palin was selected. Number two is very interesting, and I'd love all your thoughts on this because I'm seeing the emails, freedom@charliekirk.com, pour in thousands and thousands of emails. It's amazing. Ben Carson. I just spent a significant amount of time with Ben Carson at America Fest. What an impressive patriot. And I don't think people realize or recognize, first and foremost, how accomplished he is in the medical field. How accomplished he was as a brain surgeon. Gifted Hands, an amazing movie, incredible book. Ben Carson, before he decided to get into politics, was one of the most followed, respected and liked people in American public life. He, of course, also ran the Secretary for Housing and Urban Development. He's a true patriot. And Ben Carson would help with a very real attack vector that the left is bubbling up right now, which is they're trying this Christian nationalist thing. They're trying to bring down the Christian support of Donald Trump. And they think that's going to help them win in Georgia and Arizona, where there's significant Christian populations. Ben Carson is loved in the evangelical community. I cannot tell you. It is like 10 out of 10 love in the evangelical community. If you see some issues with Christian voters, that there might be some base decay, Ben Carson would heal that and remedy that. He has amazing humility. He wouldn't make it about himself. Now, the conventional wisdom is, well, Charlie will help with black voters. There is no evidence that a black candidate will help you with black voters. That is silly. In fact, Tucker Carlson would actually help a lot more with black voters than maybe Ben Carson. I think Ben Carson would be amazing to go to black churches, but a lot of black voters, they would vote more on issues. There's not exactly, just don't fall for the conventional wisdom, black candidate equals increase in black support. If that was the case, Herschel Walker would be senator of Georgia. Okay? Number three. Elise Stefanik. I think Elise has done a good job. She did a great job with the anti-Semitic thing. She's way too establishment for this. I do not think Elise Stefanik would be the right choice. I like Elise. I texted Elise. We've gotten along with her. She's a mom. She's young. She would add that kind of new energy. We need her in Congress, and she is far too establishment. She voted for the NDAA. When the chips are down, she votes with leadership. I don't think Elise Stefanik would be a primary choice. With that being said, I really like Elise. Number four on the list, according to themessenger.com, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Now, this one is interesting. She has deep ties to the Christian right. She also is a governor, not just the press secretary. She's obviously loyal to Donald Trump. I'm open to it. I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders would be interesting, whether or not it adds or not. And some people say, well, it has to be a woman, has to be a woman. I don't like identity politics. I don't like thinking that way. I want to win. I want to win. I want to win. I want to win. I want the person on this list that gives us the best chance to win. And number five is of a similar vein, which is Kristi Noem. Now, Kristi Noem handled COVID amazingly, so you get the COVID points there. You get the COVID advantage where she says, no, no, I didn't lock down. Don't worry. So you can consolidate some of that right-wing defection that might be going the RFK direction. And Kristi Noem is also she's a Christian. She did mess up on the trans thing. She is someone that speaks very, very well. But does she geographically really lift the ticket? That remains to be seen. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Kristi Noem, I think very interesting considerations. Number six, for obvious reasons, we're going to skip over because we spent half the show talking about Tucker Carlson. But I do want to read from the article. The two largely simpatico in politics and their public personas, although Carlson would likely serve as a better bridge to social conservatives for Trump. But Carlson wouldn't balance Trump's image heading into a general election and most likely strike against him. That's where the messenger is completely and totally wrong. They are just wrong. Okay, number seven, Byron Donalds. Now, if I were to say, we're getting a lot of emails on Byron Donalds. Now, there's a technical problem that can be easily solved. They're both from the same state. We can go somewhere else. I like the Byron pick. Donald and Donalds. Donald and Donalds. Byron's sharp. He's tough. He works hard. He does unbelievably well with the media. I really, really like Byron Donalds. And Byron Donalds would give, how old is Byron? I think he's still in his 30s. I could be wrong. I don't know. I mean, let me see. Byron Donalds. Oh, he's 45. Wow. Okay. Well, he's Gen X then. I think so. Is that, I can't, all my millennial Gen X stuff is all screwed up. Byron would be a great pick. Number eight, Carrie Lake. I love Carrie. I'm glad she's in the running. We endorsed her for Senate. Carrie, focus on the Senate race. I don't think that's the best selection right now. Nothing against Carrie Lake at all. In fact, I'm enthusiastically behind Carrie. And I'm glad she's on the list. She's earned her place on the list, but she's running for the Senate. Let's get Carrie Lake in the Senate. By the way, a new poll comes out where Carrie Lake is winning in a new three-way poll. Can we get that poll up? Carrie Lake is beating Gallego and Kyrsten Sinema. So don't sleep on Carrie Lake. In a three-way race, if you can get 41, 42, 43%, you might be looking at Senator Carrie Lake. Woo! That would be amazing. U.S. Senate general election matchup, Carrie Lake 41%, Ruben Gallego 35%, Kyrsten Sinema 16%. Okay, number nine, this is a no-go. Nancy Mace, nah, not going to happen. Okay, we got to say Trump, not going to happen, all right? I got a lot of reasons for that. Nancy Mace has proven to be just kind of a unguided missile. She's walking around with like a scarlet letter. She's talking about at a prayer breakfast, you know, having like, let's just say, a very intimate moment. It's like a very, very weird atmospheric. She's like, she used to primary Lindsey Graham and now she's super moderate. Not going to happen. And number 10, I think I speak for all of you, Nikki Haley. No way. No way. If you need to pick a woman, pick Sarah Huckabee Sanders or pick Kristi Noem. And so if I were to kind of, from my inside information, if I were to say who is actually the ones that are being strongly considered from that list, Ben Carson. Based on everything that I know, Ben Carson, J.D. Vance is absolutely being pushed. Tucker Carlson, Byron Donalds, Sarah Sanders, Kristi Noem, and Stefanik. But Stefanik would be a bad idea. And I say that as someone who likes Elise. But Elise is too moderate and she doesn't get you a lot. Elise feels like what a consultant would say. And by the way, I just want to add to the list, Ron Johnson, I know he's not getting the love. He'll win you Wisconsin. He'll win you Wisconsin. Every grassroots activist that knows Wisconsin has told me he will deliver you the state of Wisconsin. Every single one. He's won there three times. We've been pushing Ron Johnson a lot. People laugh when we say that. He won twice in very tough circumstances against Russ Feingold, who was very, very well liked. In 2016, he was considered a dead man walking. He crushed it. Remember, if you win Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, you win the White House. And wouldn't it be amazing if you could take Wisconsin off and you have Donald Trump just focus on Georgia, Arizona? By the way, Wisconsin's the hardest of the three. Wisconsin's the hardest of the three. Ron Johnson should be on this list. My takeaway is this. Why don't we start thinking about the vice presidential pick as how we're going to win, not the one that looks the best based on identity politics? This Christmas, the new film from director George Clooney arrives. It's a rag-to-riches absolute crowd-pleaser based on the number one New York Times best-selling book. This inspirational true story about one of the most difficult sports in the world and the 1936 University of Washington College rowing team that competed for gold at the Summer Games in Berlin will inspire you. This team rowed out of need to eat, need to sleep, and it gave them an edge that captures the power of working together to overcome all odds while rowing for America. They don't make movies like this anymore, and it's filled with wholesome content that makes it an ideal multi-generational movie for Christmas. Joel Edgerton and Callum Turner Star in this exciting and incredible story of courage, hard work, and determination, showcasing America at its best. Believe in each other. Believe in the impossible. The Boys in the Boat, open Christmas Day in theaters only. Get tickets now, boysintheboatmovie.com. Lots of feedback here. freedom@charliekirk.com. Tucker Carlson is the far away winner from our emails here. People said it would make me excited to vote again. It would drive me out to the polls. And so, very, very interesting. Thank you guys for that feedback. freedom@charliekirk.com. The Messenger piece kind of goes around here, and it's very clear that they're going to try to make a play, an infiltration, and an insurgency to get a more moderate voice like Nimarata Haley on the vice presidential ticket. Tucker Carlson said at AmFest that if Donald Trump chose Nikki Haley as vice president, he would actively oppose it as a threat to the country. Do you feel that way? I am curious. If Donald Trump chose Nikki Haley, would you still vote for Donald Trump? I'd love to hear your response here. freedom@charliekirk.com. Let's play some more pieces of tape here, and I want to just dance around with this a little bit. So RFK joined our program. And look, I have a lot of respect for RFK. He's going to come back on the show. I asked him some very pointed questions. I was not impressed by his answer on the Supreme Court deal. I was not impressed. You're running for president. You can't dance around. You got to tell us very clearly where you stand. He said it was a trick question. Respectfully to him, it's not a trick question. Play cut 75. A recent Supreme Court justice is closest to your ideas or what you would appoint.
I couldn't answer that. I would say, you know, I'm going to appoint judges who reflect my values.
But what are those values? Because, well, President Trump has a list. To his credit, here are the 65 people. I mean, would it be more like Kagan or more like Clarence Thomas?
I don't know. I wouldn't answer that.
But respectfully, you're running for president. The voters, that's a huge issue for voters. But who's your favorite Supreme Court justice ever?
Earl Warren.
Okay. So the Warren court that got rid of prayer in public schools. Now, mind you, Earl Warren was one of the worst judges in U.S. history. And not only did his court lead the repeal of prayer in schools, but forfeiting so many religious freedoms, destroyed a lot of protections and, let's just say, procedures of criminal justice, and modernizing, this is the most important thing, he modernized the administrative state, Earl Warren did. And so I would challenge RFK next time he comes on the program. One of RFK's main concerns is the administrative state. But understand, the courts gave us the modern administrative state. Not gave us, but the court could have struck down the bureaucracies as unconstitutional. And the courts then do their job. This is the argument that Hillsdale College has made so amazingly, and Dr. Larry Arnn to his credit. And so, respectfully, RFK, you say, well, you know, it's not... He almost was saying it wasn't that important. He said it without saying it. But Earl Warren was the guy that gave us the deep state. Earl Warren protected the very deep state that murdered his uncle and possibly his father. And he might not connect those dots yet. I hope he does. But the indifference of the courts of the 60s and 70s, where they said, yeah, it's perfectly fine to have these unchecked bureaucracies, even though it's not in the Constitution, and they could do whatever they want, and they can make laws, and they can interpret their own laws, and they're unelected, and they're unknown, and they have unlimited amounts of power. The courts play a significantly important role, where the court could have come in the 60s and said, you don't get all these agencies, guys. You don't get Department of Energy. You don't get EPA. You don't get any of this stuff. Department of Education. If it's not in the Constitution, you don't get it. Send it back to the states. And so while RFK on our program said, I'm going to rein in the bureaucracies in the fourth branch of government, which I deeply appreciate and I agree with, he simultaneously undermines his argument when he says that his favorite Supreme Court justice is the one that defended the modern administrative state and deep state. I encourage you guys to watch that RFK Jr. interview in its entirety if you haven't already, and text it to your friends. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.